What do you know about our 16th president? If you'd like to learn more, you have a chance this weekend. Portland actor Steve Holgate will be coming to Bend, bringing Abe Lincoln to life in his one-man show at the Greenwood Playhouse. I'm Kelly Blyer, and the production of A. Lincoln is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
I dream often that I'm on a ship which is broken loose from its moorings, a ship of which I am the captain, but I cannot steer it. It seems that in any great contest, you know, both sides claim to be acting in accordance with God's will, but God can't be both for and against the same thing at the same time, can he? God wills this struggle, and he wills that it not end yet. By his mere quiet power, he could have saved or destroyed this union without a human contest, but the contest began, and having begun, continues to achieve some great purpose that we do not fully understand.
Actor Steve Holgate wrote the one-man show more than 10 years ago.
I wrote it on Abraham Lincoln because I kind of looked like him. I mean, I tell people there's a reason I didn't do Teddy Roosevelt. But also, is there anybody that Americans would like to have an experience with greater than Abraham Lincoln? And so I knew people would connect with it. I connect with Abraham Lincoln. And so that's kind of my job, is to give people that experience of Abraham Lincoln. And as an actor, my job, in a funny kind of way, is not to get in the way of that.
Holgate spent 20 years in the Foreign Service. When he retired a decade ago, he decided he wanted to get back into acting. He wrote the play that he hoped would give audiences a sense of Lincoln.
I try to cover most of his life. It starts out with him before the 1860 campaign, trying to write a little campaign biography, and he didn't like to talk about himself. And so he's having troubles with it. Then he just starts reminiscing, and then we kind of follow his life up until just as the Civil War is ending. Lee has surrendered, and that's kind of where the play ends, with him hoping that we can make ourselves a new country and we can somehow find a way to forgive ourselves for this terrible war we've inflicted on ourselves.
Holgate has performed this play all over the world, including Bahrain and Sri Lanka, as well as all over the U.S.
I see here in the paper it says that it's the vacillation and indecision of the president that is the real reason why our armies have not succeeded in the destruction of the enemy. Even members of his own cabinet, including Secretary of War Stanton, consider him nothing more than a backwoods fool. Mr. Hay, did Stanton call me a fool? Well, I'd better go see him then, because Stanton's usually right.
Reaction has been great.
Very positive. People want to have an experience with Abraham Lincoln. And so, as I say, my job is not to get in the way of that. I think the Lincoln we believe we know, a man of great integrity, of great heart and soul, a great intellect, all that's true. But I'm trying to show he was more complex than that, and it wasn't always easy for him. He wasn't a saint. He wasn't a statue. He struggled with a lot of things. He made mistakes. The great thing about him, and this is kind of the theme of the play, is at an age that most of us are kind of satisfied with who we are, he was still willing to evolve. He was willing to change on matters of race, on matters of presidential leadership, and make himself better all the time by really inspecting himself and trying to see clearly what was going on around him.
What do you think we can learn from him in today's political world?
Oh, gosh, the great virtue of humility. Also that we have been through worse times. Also in that Lincoln was a human being. He was criticized horribly. It's shocking to read some of the things that were written about him, calling him a backwoods baboon. A phrase that comes up used in the play is, who would expect anything better of somebody born of poor white trash? I didn't know the phrase was that old. So I think we also need some patience with our leaders and to realize that none of this is easy. If it were easy, we'd have solved it a long time ago. And so we as citizens also have to have some humility and some patience.
A. Lincoln will be performed at the CTC Theater in downtown Bend Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Consider him nothing more than a backwoods fool.